IDBI Bank would continue its primary dealer business even if a foreign bank acquires majority stake and management control in the private sector bank, the finance ministry said on Tuesday. As part of the primary dealer activity, IDBI Bank is involved in market-making activities in respect of G-Secs, including T-bills. IDBI's treasury actively participates in primary auction of government bonds. In response to a query on the primary dealership activities undergoing change, getting impacted, where a foreign bank acquires more than 50% shareholding and management control in the strategic sale, the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, DIPAM, said, there may not be any impact on the primary dealer business of the IDBI Bank. Primary dealers are RBI-registered entities that buy and sell government bonds. They have the license to buy government securities, G-Secs, directly from the central bank and sell them to other buyers, thereby creating market for G-Secs. The clarification is part of the supplementary responses to queries received from interested bidders for IDBI Bank. The first set of responses were released last month. The DIPAM had then clarified that IDBI Bank will continue to operate as an Indian private sector bank after its strategic sale even if the successful bidder is a foreign bank. The government had on October 7 invited bids for privatizing IDBI Bank and said that it along with LIC will sell a total of 60.72% stake in the financial institution. The last date for putting in expression of interest, AOI, or preliminary bids is December 16. The government and LIC together hold 94.72% stake in IDBI Bank and have offered to sell 60.72% stake in the bank. The successful bidder would be required to make an open offer for acquisition of 5.28% of the public shareholding. Interested bidders would have to clear RBI's fit and proper assessment and get security clearance from the government home ministry in the AOI stage itself to be able to access IDBI Bank's data room for due diligence. The DIPAM had earlier said that potential investors should have a minimum net worth of 22,500 crore rupees, must report net profit in 3 out of the past 5 years to be eligible for bidding for IDBI Bank. Also, a maximum of 4 members would be allowed in a consortium. The successful bidder would be required to mandatorily lock in at least 40% of the equity capital for 5 years from the date of AC.